Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody again. Thank you so much for inviting me to come back and to be with you. Truly, it's one of the highlights of my year to come back and to be with you. Thank you so much. As was mentioned, my kid, you know, usually when you go away from a meeting, the kids say, don't go, and your wife's saying, I'm going to miss you, and they're saying, go out of here. You wouldn't take us with you. And they're honest. They were all sad that they couldn't come. I promise they were. And I told Tommy, I said, Blake likes the VBS and everything. He's getting ready, going 10th grade. But one of his highlights, promise, this is it. He likes sitting on the recliner next to Tommy and just talking to him, you know. And was mentioned, Laura, she's 23 weeks with child now. And bless her heart. When we went to the doctor, you know, we found out and went to the doctor first, I said, Doc, I said, what's the oldest father you've ever delivered for? He said, let me think now. He said, probably about 50. I said, you just beat your record by a bunch. So that's kind of a joke that goes on. And but she's doing real well. And this past year, as some of you know, our little girl, Hannah, who's 10 years old, we found out she was type 1 diabetic. So she has 4 to 5 shots a day. And bless her heart, she just fights the good battle, you know. And that's another reason we would have had to have stopped, you know, to give her medicine and for eating, all that. So it's a little harder. But next year, if there's a Lord willing, they'll all be here. And my little one, and that's right, you're not going to know the name till it's born. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. I told you because it's safe to say. I had one picked out for the boy. Nobody in the world liked it, I don't think. And they said, every time I'd say, what's going to be? And I said, we're calling this. No way. Even the kids said, no. You ready for this name? Nobody has it. Well, one has it. Spartacus. And I like that. And you know why? Spartacus, you don't need a middle name or last name. You see? You don't. Now at quarterback, Spartacus. Now I'd like to introduce to you the president, Spartacus. I said he wouldn't have to spell, he just needs to know one name. I've always liked that name. I got a grandson. Guess what his nickname is? Spartacus. I'm calling somebody Spartacus because I like that name. But again, thank you so much, and I'm real excited about VBS. You know, in my travels going different places, this is one of the best VBSs every year that I've ever been to. Everybody participates. The kids do such a good job, and it's a unique time. You know, we have women's classes and men's classes and young marriage classes, and that's really what VBS is. It's a few days of the year where we concentrate on the kids, and it's going to be about the Good Shepherd. And when you think about it, as you get older, if the children can just learn about Jesus, everything else will fall into place. But you got to learn about Jesus first. Once you learn about Jesus, well, what does he want me to do in worship? What does he want me to do as a husband and a wife? What does he want me to do? And on and on. So that's why I really appreciate the idea of having the Good Shepherd. So we're going to talk about that for a few moments each night. And we're glad for all those that are helping out and decorate and all the things that go with it. I appreciate so much your reading you just had a little bit ago, and you stood up and you did such a good job. I'm going to ask you to stand again for the new reading. Stand again for our reading. It's from the same chapter. This continues on from verse 6. This is John chapter 10, verse 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what the things which he had spoke. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not for to steal and to kill, but to destroy. I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf comes and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they'll hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And the congregation said, amen and amen. Please be seated. As we said, we begin our theme this week for VBS, Jesus the Good Shepherd. Now, what does the Good Shepherd mean? Well, it's the fourth statement of the seven I Ams that Christ said. He previously said in verse 7 in our reading, I am the door. All seven I Ams carry with them the distinction of being very unique, of being divine, and a purpose behind them. Now, the Greek word good here means something that's noble, something that's wholesome, good and beautiful. It's in contrast to what has been talked about there, the idea of being wicked and foul and unloving. Jesus says, I'm the good. I'm the righteous. You can trust me what I say. Verse 8 and 9, he talks about those who said they were shepherds, but they were thieves and robbers. But he says, I'm the good shepherd. And he'll do the job of a shepherd. Now, the idea of being a shepherd, they're familiar with the tasks of a shepherd. They saw shepherds. Scott, a minute ago, said to me, he said, hey, what is a do you know what a shepherd looks like? I'm supposed to dress up like a shepherd. And I remember one time I was on an airplane. I was flying somewhere, sat down. There was a nice, quiet guy. He's about 35, 40, a little older looking probably than what he was. He was sitting down next to me, you know, and I'm loud. I sat down. I said, oh, sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to hit your feet, you know. And I put my bag down there and said, how you doing? Fine. I said, hey, what do you do for a living? You ready? I'm a shepherd. I never met one before. I said, oh, this is great. A shepherd. I said, so I show him how intelligent I was. I said, what do you do? I mean, like, what's it like being a shepherd, you know? And so all I could tell Scott, what did he look like? I said, I can't even tell you what it looked like because he just kept on going, fine. I don't think he talked much. I don't think he was a guy like would say, hey, sheep, how y'all doing today? You know, like you might with your dog. He was just a quiet, very reserved kind of a man, and he wasn't dressed in anything. I do remember he had his clothes weren't anything, you know, exciting. They're probably drab in color. But they knew what a shepherd was. We really don't see any shepherds. But they did, and they knew that a shepherd protected the sheep and guided them and fed them with their physical needs. So Jesus is telling the people here in the first century, and he's telling us in 2016, I'm going to take care of your spiritual needs. I'm going to take care of you as spiritual sheep, the Christians. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to guide you. And I'm going to feed you so you can grow as spiritual sheep. And I'm going to make sure that the great thief, the devil, the father of all lies, doesn't get you. So he says, you're going to be my sheep. Now, let me tell you why I think he chose sheep. Why didn't he say, I'm going to be the good lion tamer? Why didn't he say, I'm going to be the good whale trainer? I'm going to be the good elephant trainer. I tell you why. Because we're not like elephants. We're not like lions. We're not like whales. We're like sheep. Sheep are the dumbest animal on earth. They are. You ever seen them in a circus? They're not in a circus. Well, pretty soon one day, there's not even any elephants anymore, but that's a whole other lesson I got. There's no more elephants in the circus. You never see a sheep jumping through the hoop. They can't jump through a hoop. You can't even get them to go in a circle. It's not their fault. They're just dumb. Here's something else about sheep. Sheep have bad eyesight. Did you know that? They have bad eyesight. Sheep also can't hear very well. They're defenseless. You ever heard of, I tell you what, I'm not camping there anymore. There's a ravenous herd of sheep that comes through here every night. You ever heard of that? No. They're defenseless. And another thing about sheep, they just wander off. They just, you know, they just keep wandering. They go from place to place. Look at Isaiah 53 and in verse 6. The chapter about Jesus. And it's interesting when he's describing why we need this Savior. Look what he says. That God's people are like. In Isaiah 53 verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Turned everyone his own way. We're even described as sheep. We're stubborn. Sheep are stubborn. They'll just stand it. That's why the idea, they've got to be prodded. That's why you have the curved stick that a shepherd has. That's the one end is for pushing. One end is getting around their neck. They're stubborn. Have you ever heard of a sports team called the sheep? You got the Carolina Panthers. Hey, Jacksonville Jaguars. How about the Carolina Sheep? Who are you playing this week? Jacksonville Sheep. No. So isn't it interesting? 2,000 years since Jesus called us his followers sheep. It really hasn't changed much. Because sheep need help. And they need it quickly. And they need a lot. Look at us. We're spiritual sheep. We're defenseless when it comes against the devil. Look in 1 Peter 5 and in verse 7. We're defenseless when it comes to fighting against the devil. The sheep have the wolves and they have bears and all different things that might get them. But look at us in 1 Peter 5, 7. Peter says, cast all your cares upon Jesus because he cares for you. He's the great shepherd. He'll help you. Why? Be sober and vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And that's why back in our reading, Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. Let me be your shepherd. And that's what we're going to try to get across to the kids and those in our classes this week, that Jesus is the one who can help us because we're defenseless. Young people, as you grow up and you go through your teens and you meet new challenges, and then when you get married and new challenges, you're going to need some guidance and you're going to need some protection and help. That's when you turn to the good shepherd that you learned about in your early years. We're a spiritual sheep. Because we need guidance. We need guidance here. Jeremiah says it's not in man to direct his own steps. If you don't direct literal sheep, they just stand there. Or they just wander everywhere. And that's what we'll do. We have people wandering. Many in the audience, we wandered. We didn't know where to go. We didn't know about the shepherd. We tried to lead our own way, then we listened to some other people and went this way. We listened to the entertainment world and went that way, and we were lost. Then finally someone came to us and said, what? Can I tell you about the good shepherd? And ever since then, we've been trying to stay in the straight and narrow. We've been on the path, and sometimes we go off. We've even got some spiritual sheep that push us back on. We need direction. That's why we have to go to the good shepherd. We need spiritual food and drink. Look what it says in John 6:35. John 6 and in verse 35. We need spiritual drink and food. And that's why Jesus says in John 6:35, I'm the bread of life. John 6:35. He that comes to me will never hunger. He that believes me shall never thirst. That's what Jesus said. He's got that spiritual bread. We have it right here. We can eat and never be hungry, drink and never be thirsty. It's right here if we'll just take it in a spiritual way. We're spiritual sheep because, as I said, we need protection all the way to our last breath. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. The good shepherd will take you all the way to the end. His presence will always be with us. And we won't have those tears that some have because this is it for them. They don't. What happens after? We'll have some tears. But tears of joy, we're going to a better place. Raise your hand if you're a spiritual sheep today. Raise your hand. Keep your hand up if you need protection, if you need guidance, if you need to be fed. The answer is found in the Good Shepherd. We need to teach that, especially to our young kids, that you need the Good Shepherd in your life. And the Good Shepherd hears your voice, and he knows who you are. Look in John 10. Look what it says. John 10, verse 2. And he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that the porter opens, the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and they leadeth him not. But when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. It's said that in the shepherd world with the sheep, that they would put sometimes two and three different, the shepherds would put their sheep in big pens all together at nighttime, and the shepherds would stand at the doorways, I'll mention in a minute, but they'd all be in there. And then how did you know which ones? They didn't have brand. They say that the shepherds could stand out, and they'd say, I don't know how they did it. All right, Paul's sheep over here. Here we go. And the sheep recognized the voice. Come on, we're going. And the sheep would come out of the pen, they say, and follow him because they recognized his voice. And that's what we need to have in our life. As we get older, we need to recognize his voice. Here's his voice. Recognize it. What does he want me to do? Sometimes it's something new. We have to ask some questions. We need to listen. That's what sheep do. And when sheep recognize, that's my shepherd, I'm going to follow him. The first century sheep, as I said, were kept in a sheep pen. It had high walls sometimes, only one entryway. It didn't have a door because the shepherd would lie across it and be ready to fight or keep away any bad animals. And remember what Jesus said? I'm the door. He's the door. When we enter the door of the church, when we've been baptized for the remission of our sins and the Lord puts us in his family, we're in the fold. We're in the sheep pen. And nobody can take us out if we let Jesus be the good shepherd. Now, if we want to step over the Lord and go up by ourselves, we're going to be in trouble. But once you're in that safe fold and you live for the Lord, he'll help you. And that's why he wants to be the good shepherd in your life, especially when you're young. And he's always looking for more sheep. He wants to take care of more and more sheep. In our VBS lesson, the parable of the lost sheep, look at Matthew 18. The good shepherd's always looking for more sheep. But how's he going to get those sheep? Sometimes they've wandered away. In Matthew 18, we're going to talk about this with the young people in our class. In Matthew 18, verse 11, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think you if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray? Does he not leave the 99 and goes to the mountain and seeks that which is astray? And if so, he finds it. Verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which were in astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Jesus, the good shepherd, he wants all of us to stay in the fold. But sometimes one wanders away. And the good shepherd, how does he go and get it? He sends you. He sends me. We try to bring them back. That's what the good shepherd does, and he's using us today. Another one of our lessons, the prodigal son. He ends up eating with the pigs, and in Luke 15, 20, what happens to him? And we'll talk about that, the illustration, how it shows what the good shepherd's reaction is when we come back. In Luke 15, verse 20, Luke 15, verse 20. He arose and came to his father, the son coming back, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, he ran, fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Why? Verse 24 says, he was dead, now he's alive. That's how the father reacts. He wants us to go out there and find that brother or sister who's fallen away. And the father's not going to be mad. He's going to be glad. The good shepherd, he needs to help us carry our burdens. When the lost sheep was found, do you know what happened? We'll talk about this in our VBS. It said the shepherd put him on his shoulders and carried him back. Do you need the shepherd to carry you? Take your burdens and put them on his shoulder, because he will. Do you have any weight problems and things going on in your life that you just don't know how you're going to make it through the next week? I tell you what, the good shepherd says, I'll help you. I'll carry him for you. Do you have any storms going on right now in your life? Any storms in your life? Do you ever feel like you're all by yourself? Are you grief-stricken over the loss of a mate? Maybe a parent. Maybe you lost a child. Maybe you lost a friend. Is your health getting worse and worse? And there's no cure possible? Did your mate leave you? Is your marriage crumbling, but you both need help and you want help? Is there a temptation that you're fighting and keep losing over and over again? Well, the Bible said, let the good shepherd put you on his spiritual shoulders and carry you through life. That's why we all need the good shepherd. We all need him. Don't tell God how big your storms are. You tell your storms how big your God is. Amen? Finally, remember, the good shepherd wants to take you home. What's the purpose of a shepherd? He's trying to get them someplace. Eventually, they're going to get to the farm, or they're going to get someplace. They're going somewhere, and the shepherd's leading them. And the Lord is our shepherd, and he's leading us home. When you think about songs about heaven, I always think, coming home. I even change the words sometimes. I'm coming home. Yes, I am. And the kids will say, oh, here it goes again. Sometimes I'll be singing, I'll say, come on, join in with me. They don't even know the words because I change them, you know. Coming home. Come on, sing with me. You say, we're going home, but we can't make it home unless the good shepherd's leading us. And that's why he's got that spiritual hook, because some of us, we keep getting off the road, and he pulls us back. He's got some other brothers and sisters, some sheep, who are going to pull us, and they're going to be with us. And they're going to rub up against us and make us feel warm. And they're going to say things to us to encourage us. We're going home. Hebrews says we're just pilgrims. We're just passing through. And VBS, we're going to talk about this great shepherd and what he wants to do for us and how he feels about us and how he wants to take us home. And right now, I'm part of that flock. I want to stay in the flock. So are most of you. And I know I can speak on behalf of the congregation here. We want more and more people to come into the fold. Amen. So we're going to start inviting for VBS. We're going to start at an early age. We're going to talk about the Good Shepherd. We're going to teach the teenagers. Don't forget the Good Shepherd. You need him during your years. And we're going to tell the young parents, make sure you tell your children. And we're going to tell the seniors, you hold on to him. When you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he'll comfort you. You know, on the day of Pentecost, when they asked, they heard about the story about the Good Shepherd. They realized who he was. And when they asked, what should we do? Putting it in context for today, they were saying, how can I have the Good Shepherd in my life? How can I be one of his sheep? They were told as believers to be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. And then it says later on in that chapter, they were added to the number. They were added to the fold. When you're raised from the waters of baptism, you're now one of the Lord's sheep. You've got a shepherd. You've got other brothers and sisters to help you. And he'll guide you. And we're going home. And the prayer for all of us is that we'll be obedient sheep. Why? Because we're not very smart. Why? Because we don't listen very well. Why? Because we need guidance and we need protection. Let's try to be better sheep. And let's try to bring other sheep in there. And let's try to help each other out as we go through the pass of danger that the devil throws in front of us and look forward to the day we can be in home. Are you one of the Lord's sheep today? If not, you need to become one by being baptized as a believer for the forgiveness of your sins. And if you are one of the Lord's sheep and you've wandered away, you need to come home before it's too late. And if we can help anybody in any way,